First case, please.
Yes, first case is case number 11848, the application of Michael J. Snedeker and Lanny.
11854.
Mr. Lank, it's 11854 because we moved Mr. Wharton's case up to the beginning.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the next meeting. I'll go back and redo it. Sorry, folks.
All right.
The case number 11854, James Wharton. It seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the south side of King's Crossing Road and northeast side of Little Hill Road, approximately 365 feet from the southeast corner of said roads. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is 333, map 10, parcel 37.
And Mr. Chairman, as noted before, this agenda incorrectly identifies the variance that's being sought as a front yard variance. It's actually a lot width requirement variance, and because it was advertised incorrectly, we would have to re-advertise that and re-notice it for a hearing at a future date.
Okay. You need to.
And you are Mr. Wharton?
James A. Wharton, correct.
Okay. What that means is that we won't be having a hearing on this evening, and the reason for that is that we have to make sure that advertising requirements that we're posting the correct way. So it will be re-advertised for a future date, and it will be reheard at that time. I don't think we need a motion on that, do we?
No.
Yeah. So we just want to make sure that you were clear on that, and it will likely be the first meeting in November. I don't have that date, Mr. Lang. Do you have that by chance? The 7th? November the 7th.
Could be.
You will receive notice from the office about that.
Okay.
As far as the date. So.
I guess I don't have any choice in the matter from what you're saying.
Yeah, if we go ahead with the hearing and the board has it and somebody were to appeal it, it could jeopardize a decision for you.
Well, I'm just curious, since the variance hearing is scheduled for tonight, if there's anyone here who would be in opposition of that, because it's my understanding that all the neighbors that are near this piece of property have been spoken to and are not in an objection. And if they were here tonight, then I would certainly understand what you're saying.
I understand. There is case law out there that says that we're required to make sure that if we advertise, we do it the right way. And because it was advertised for the incorrect thing, we would have to do it for another night. So if they don't show up at that time, then. And if they do show up at that time, for or against, they can be heard then.
Okay.
We apologize for any inconvenience it's caused you.
I didn't know it until around noon today, and we couldn't get a copy of the advertisement to verify whether it was advertised right or not. And the agenda's still in air.
Yeah, we usually try to catch that a little sooner than now, so. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.